We begin with another attack from the Islamic State. On Sunday, ISIS released yet another horrific execution video. This time, 21 Egyptian Christians were decapitated on what appeared to be the Libyan coast near the capital city of Tripoli. Last week, intelligence officials said that ISIS is expanding to militant groups in the Middle East and North Africa beyond Syria and Iraq. Several groups have publicly declared allegiance to ISIS, and now this video. It's the first time ISIS has released an official video showing these executions outside of Syria and Iraq.
Egypt reserves the right to respond at the proper time and in the appropriate style in retaliation for those inhuman criminal killers, and I have called for the National Defense Council to convene to follow up on the development of this issue.
That's Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi speaking on state TV hours before launching some bombing raids in Libya, the Egyptian military launching airstrikes at training camps and arms depots there. But the new attacks mean that some of the fears of the countries fighting ISIS in Iraq and Syria may have been realized. That is that ISIS is expanding its reach and its message to other countries. Joining me now is Sarah Foyer, SORA Fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Sarah, hello.
Hi.
So the latest video showing these horrific murders that appear to take place in Libya, what does that mean for the message that ISIS is trying to send to the world?
Well, it's pretty stark, but it's important to remember that there were groups in Libya that had been proclaiming their allegiance to ISIS going back a few months now. And so there were growing voices expressing concern about the real possibility of ISIS spreading not only its message, but also its horrifying tactics.
So that would suggest that the perpetrators of this video may not be transplants from the war in Iraq, but Libyan Islamists who are operating under the ISIS brand, if you will. Is that a distinction without a difference? Does it matter?
I'm not really sure it matters ultimately. I mean, there were reports over the last few months of fighters traveling from Syria to Libya, which signaled to some analysts a growing communication and coordination between the two. But ultimately, I'm not sure that it really makes a difference.
Al-Qaeda had a similar message for more than 10 years. There was a core Al-Qaeda group and then the possibility to franchise, if you will, that Islamist groups in countries around the world, from Afghanistan to Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, and Libya, had the opportunity to operate under the Al-Qaeda brand. Is this functionally different with ISIS? Does it change our calculus at all if another militant, horrific Islamic group is doing much the same thing, operating in one place and selling a franchise elsewhere?
I think it's a little bit soon to tell whether this franchising actually represents a new model to be distinguished from what Al-Qaeda has been doing. But it's important to remember also that some of this may also reflect internal rivalries, even among the more radical Islamist groups there. So there are some reports that there has been fighting between groups that would have been more likely to associate with Al-Qaeda and those arguing for an affiliation now with ISIS. So it's just dizzying.
Sarah Foyer, one of the debates that's going on here in the United States, of course, is over an authorization for military force in a war against Islamic State. One of the key parts of that debate is whether or not any geographic limitations should be placed on the authorization, whether the president should be authorized just to fight them in Iraq and possibly Syria or anywhere that ISIS may rear its head. And this latest action seems to speak directly to that.
Right. Well, up to now, when it has come to Libya, at least, the United States has, with its European partners, been issuing statements mostly just of support for the UN special, or rather the UN support mission in Libya. This is the UN-backed negotiating process. And as recently as earlier this month, the United States and its European allies issued a statement to the effect that there was no military solution to what has effectively become the civil war in Libya. However, to the extent that Libya now becomes an outpost for ISIL or ISIS or whatever we're calling it today, then the fact that the Obama administration has sent this request for a new authorization for the use of military force to go after not only ISIL in Iraq and Syria, but also associated persons or groups. And as you, I think, rightly noted, there is no geographic limitation there. That suggests that a place like Libya could ultimately become the target of U.S. military action.
There have been other reports of ISIS officials arrested as far away as Afghanistan, which suggests that if the president has the green light to go after Islamic State anywhere in the world, it could be a brand new wider war.
Well, I think that's why you're seeing debate in the U.S. context and why Congress is going to be discussing this.
Sarah Foyer, SORA Fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Thank you.
Thank you.